And every 10 years, the Census Bureau is charged with counting every person living in this country. The next census is scheduled for 2020. But this time around, the routine count is becoming the subject of a political fight. The Trump administration wants to put a question back in the survey that hasn't been asked since 1950. And it's a question that its critics say could influence the overall count, especially in states with large immigrant populations. From member station KUT in Austin, Saida Hassan explains.
The U.S. Department of Justice wants a new question to be added to the upcoming census. As first reported by ProPublica, the DOJ sent a letter to the Census Bureau last month asking to include a question on citizenship on the 2020 census form. The agency says that information is needed to better enforce the Voting Rights Act, specifically a section that bans racial discrimination. But the request has alarmed watchdog groups. Phil Sparks is co-director of the Census Project, a national coalition of groups that use census data.
It's just a ridiculous political statement and doesn't hold water given the facts.
Sparks says introducing a citizenship question would throw a wrench into an already experimental process. The 2020 census will be the first one conducted largely online. Sparks notes that the Census Bureau already collects citizenship data through smaller surveys, and the data from this 10-year count has major implications. It determines the number of seats each state gets in the U.S. House of Representatives. It's also used to determine how to distribute billions of dollars in federal funding. Should the census introduce a question on citizenship, Sparks sees a potential for undercounting minority populations.
Most census experts that I've talked to believe that it'll severely impact the participation of Latinos if it goes through, and that the Latino population will be substantially undercounted because of this action if it's taken.
But the potential for undercounting isn't new. An analysis of the 2010 census shows Latino residents were undercounted by about 775,000.
The census has always been a scary proposition for people who are poor, who are in some form disenfranchised.
Luis Zayas is the dean of the School of Social Work at the University of Texas at Austin. He says for people who don't regularly interact with the government, disclosing personal information to a census worker can feel invasive. Zayas says a key challenge in Texas is accurately counting mixed-status families, those where some members, often young children, are legal U.S. residents, while their parents are not. Zayas says those children live in constant fear of incriminating their parents.
Every knock on the door is a frightening moment. Every time that their mother or their father gets home late from work unexpectedly is a time of worry. What's going to happen to them? Every time a police car pulls alongside at a stoplight, they have to worry, will they notice us and stop us and take away my mommy and daddy?
Zayas points to the recent repeal of DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Hundreds of thousands of young undocumented immigrants disclosed their information to the federal government when they signed up for the program. Now, many fear it may be used to deport them. Zayas thinks minority residents will still fill out census forms, but they'll likely leave out a lot of information, which could lead to gaps in the data. For Here and Now, I'm Saida Hassan.